This is the Composer's Datebook for February 27th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1950, this sonata for cello and piano by the American composer Elliot Carter had its premiere in New York's Town Hall at a recital by cellist Bernard Greenhouse and pianist Anthony Marcus. According to the Times Review, the Carter sonata was grave in character, almost unrelieved by any touch of lightness and gaiety. While it is neatly scored for cello and piano, it is not an easy work. The new cello sonata marked a shift in the 41-year-old composer's style, away from the more populist mode of Aaron Copland, and toward a more deliberate attempt to find his own unique voice as a composer. About the time of the Second World War, I began to feel that the neoclassical or populist music that I was writing wasn't strong enough. It didn't express the feelings I felt. We all had overwhelming feelings about the war and its results, and Hitler and all that, and this made me feel that I had to write something more serious and much more meaningful, to me at least, if not to the audience. It was like a blind man trying to find things. It was a probing period. Gradually, I began to find out what it is that meant a lot to me, and I began to narrow my attention to the point where I really knew the kind of thing I wanted to write. For more information and to sign up for our daily e-newsletter, check out our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.